Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. Let me remind you to check out the RGM website for news, updates, and free downloads. Now, let's go to Reverend Randall Greer.
I said, well, no, not really. I said, well, keep your rear end out from over there then. Why? Because it ain't no game. It ain't no game. When you go over there where they do the hoodoo and the voodoo and all the other do's, brother, and they got witch doctors out there, ning, 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 ning. Brother, they're generating some power. And if you ain't got the power to blow the head off your head, you better not go over there because they'll knock your head off. And I'm telling, but is it wrong to go there? No. If God sends you, go. But if he ain't sending me, I ain't a going. But if he does, I'm going. But he'll raise you up, I'll guarantee you, to affect the nations of this earth. But I'll guarantee you, God's going to start speaking to churches in the United States of America, and there's going to be a concentration of God's power and God's anointing that's going to be released in the cities of the United States of America. Brother and sister, the biggest lie that's ever been told, I'm getting on my soapbox again, but I'll get back off. Is that how you do it? The biggest lie that's ever been told is that nobody deserved to hear the gospel twice when they heard it once, and everybody in the United States of America has heard the gospel. That's the biggest lie that's ever been told. People in the United States of America have heard a watered-down version, untrue gospel. But very few in this nation have heard the truth of the gospel. But you mark my word, there will be a revival that will take place and sweep this nation. Why? Because of the seeds that we've sown in these other nations. The prayers that we prayed in these other nations, we're going to see it happen, and I'll guarantee you it's going to happen right here in Charlotte. Amen. The day will come. Now, this facilities that you're building, this right over here on this plans and plats and, I don't know, architectural design format that's laying over here, schematic, whatever they call the thing, that looks big to you now. But I'll guarantee the day that'll come that those things right there, those walls are going to be too small. Amen. Why? Because God's got a plan. And he chose you to fulfill that plan. And so now, see, because you're looking in the natural, you think, well, we're building too big. No, you're not. The reason you're building is not for you, but it's for them that's going to come. Amen. And that's what you're doing. That's what you're investing in. That's what you're giving towards. Yeah, you could sit right here and be comfortable. You could sit right here and be on flowery beds of ease. You know, us four and no more. But if we're going to affect the kingdom of darkness and reach people in a greater extent, we've got to have facilities to do it in. Amen. And so you're not building for yourself. You're building for those that shall come. Now, the selfish individual would say, well, I don't want to give it myself to cause them to have. Well, somebody gave so you could have. Our forefathers invested in us. They prayed and believed in us. Somebody gave so you could have a place to sit right here today. Somebody done something. And then you come along the way and you started investing. It's a cycling kind of thing. You get on the cycle or get on the merry-go-round, whatever you call it, and everybody comes out all right. But I'm here to tell you, God has called this church to arise to a new level of believing, a new level of receiving, a new level of anointing, a new level of authority, that you can reach and affect literally the city of Charlotte. That's what God's calling you to. And you know what? God has so much faith in you that he's depending on you. He's depending on you. And you know what? You're just the ones that will do exactly what God said do. Let's bow our heads. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the Holy Ghost. Lord, to the best of my ability, I've shared what you said share. Lord, I hadn't added one thing to it. Hadn't taken one thing away from it. In fact, Lord, I said things that I didn't think I'd say. But Lord, I said them anyway. Oh, Lord, I thank you that I hadn't missed you in any area, that I've said the things that needed to be said, stopped saying when I should have stopped. And Father, we thank you for the power, the anointing, and the ability of the Holy Ghost that's flowing right now. We thank you for your power, Lord, that's moving through this place. And Father, I thank you that you cause us to rise up and accept the challenge of this hour. 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 Yes, accept the challenge of this hour. Glory to God to stand.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer.
Join us next time when Reverend Greer brings us the Word of God. And remember, God is with us.